Ex-WNBA team owner Kelly Loeffler blasts WNBA players for physically and verbally attacking Caitlin Clark. By Warner Todd Houston on June 6, 2024. Former Atlanta Dream co-owner and ex-Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler blasted the WNBA for how badly it treats its newest star, Caitlin Clark. Loeffler said that Clark is the best thing to ever happen to the WNBA and added that instead of being welcomed, she's physically and verbally attacked, Fox News reported. The former senator's comments came on the heels of a letter written by Indiana Republican Representative Jim Banks, who demanded that WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert reveal her plan to stop the WNBA players from physically assaulting Clark on the court. Loeffler took to her ex account and wrote, "Important questions. As a WNBA team owner for a decade, I never saw this level of hostility toward one player. Caitlin Clark may be the best thing to happen to the league, ever. 10 games in, and her stats are better than half the veteran players. Viewership is up. They're on chartered flights," the senator continued. "Instead of being welcomed, she's physically and verbally attacked. They want the attention, but they don't want it for a player like Caitlin Clark," Loeffler concluded. "Important questions. As a WNBA team owner for a decade, I never saw this level of hostility toward one player. Caitlin Clark may be the best thing to happen to the league, ever. 10 games in, and her stats are better than half the veteran players. Viewership is up. They're on." Kelly Loeffler, at Chloe Fuller, June 5, 2024. The former politician also blasted the league for bowing to the radical transgender agenda. "Not only are they taking a pass on protecting Caitlin Clark, but the league still refuses to say men can't play in the WNBA," she wrote, adding, "Empowering women, and just keeping them safe, shouldn't be secondary to a politicized social agenda. Not only are they taking a pass on protecting Caitlin Clark, but the league still refuses to say men can't play in the WNBA. Empowering women, and just keeping them safe, shouldn't be secondary to a politicized social agenda." Kelly Loeffler, at Chloe Fuller, June 5, 2024. It appears that thus far, the league is not much interested in putting an end to the constant stream of attacks against Clark, the latest of which was a thuggish attack by Chicago Sky guard Chenity Carter on Saturday show, delivered a cheap shot from behind. Instead of throwing Carter out of the game, or even out of the league, she was given a slap on the wrist. However, at least her violation was raised to a flagrant one violation days later. Carter has still not expressed any regret over her hateful attack. For her part, Sky coach Teresa Weatherspoon dismissed Carter's attack and insisted, "Physical play, intensity, and a competitive spirit are hallmarks of Chicago Sky basketball," and blithely exclaimed that the thuggish Carter will learn from this. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.